Yo, good morning.
Morning. Well, you know what it is for the third podcast of the What's Really Good show. I'm the man trying to figure out his plan, DJ Tattoos.
Yup, and this is Eric, a.k.a. E.
So, yeah, as you guys kind of heard our last podcast, you know, we were kind of inputting on, you know, people who were, you know, self-made hustlers in the game. All across the board, music and all that stuff. If you haven't got a chance to listen to that one, I recommend you do because it's kind of got some dope content. But yeah, right at the end of the last one, we were kind of talking about what our next podcast was going to be about. And today, ours is going to be mental health and fitness and how that can impact an entrepreneur, the good and the bad of it, you know, depending on what you're looking to get into. So, yeah, like, I'll kind of let Eric kick off with it a little bit, kind of explaining to his what he's been kind of doing with the whole fitness and mental health as an entrepreneur.
All right, yeah, so let me start with the fitness. So I want to say I am about three to 4 months in where I am constantly going and trying to, like, I've been bettering myself and body-wise. A good routine that I've started doing recently was just getting up, trying to get up early, start my day earlier, hit the gym, and then from the gym, I get ready there and then go to work and start my day. It's a good way to wake yourself up, good way to get your mind going, get your body active in the morning too. And just for an entrepreneur, that's something you should look into. So that it's a way to be prepared for just overall a lot of things in life, for whatever life is bringing you and stuff. And it's a good stress reliever also. For these past couple of months, I've been figuring out my body. At first, I was doing a bunch of heavy weights, like just straight like weightlifting and stuff and like trying to bulk up. But I wasn't liking what I was doing. So there's this app that I found. It's called the Fitbod. I only pay like $38-$40 a year, which is good. And I'm doing like a lean type of thing where it's something that I can where I feel like my body needs, and that because like being bulky is not something I need and all that. So it doesn't really help. But yeah, that's I'd say for. For young entrepreneurs, if you can, like, I know it'll be hard. If you have, like, if you go 5 days out of the week to go work out and stuff, I'd say just try to start with two to three days where you actually get up early. Just, if anything, do two, where you get up early and actually try to make that a routine where you, and then make it into 5 days eventually within at least a 3 month span of period in time. I don't know. What are your workout plans or what else would you suggest, Jake?
Piggybacking off of what you were saying, you know, getting up my early morning workouts, you know, I've been struggling with, I like to kind of do midday workouts, just depending on my schedule, work wise, but definitely, my whole concept on, you know, working out is if you do work out early in the morning, it does lower the stress level, kind of like what you said, but it allows you to take on a lot more mentally throughout your day because you literally like dropped all that stress you had built up from the next day that morning at workouts. As many might not know, I'm still playing sports. I'm still playing football and stuff like that. So my workouts are a little bit different. So our season just got over with. So I'm in the light bulking, but cutting down, looking to kind of trade or kind of change some things up for next season. But yeah, I mean, really what I like to do is I've been doing a lot of this, what people like to call is the HIIT kind of drills. It's HIIT, so it's high interval training.
Okay.
So it's really good on, you know, doing it's less breaks in between workouts, but it's quick movement workouts. So if you're looking at, say, if you're looking at a leg day, you're doing some, you know, body squats to body jumps, to burpees to just a bar squat, just in a quick rapid pace, and you're doing about, you know, 5 to 7 rounds of that. So it's burning it's burning calories, and it's also toning, but you're not losing the power or the muscle mass that you want. But it's definitely good for, you know, how burning fat and stuff like that.
So what's it called again?
It's called HIIT. It's HIIT. So high interval training. It's actually pretty good. A lot of boxers, a lot of long distance runners, it's like a CrossFit type of thing.
Nice. Okay.
So it's helping your body last longer endurance wise, but keeping the strength on that the human body should be able to endure throughout its whole life.
That's real nice, because that's something that's kind of what I've been doing, but actually mine, I actually do have the rest, but I actually would like to not rest and just keep it going and stuff.
Yep.
So maybe I just got this app. So right now I'm only like 2 weeks in. I'm still trying to figure it out, and then trying to figure out how I can adapt and add in more and stuff like that. But yeah, I like that. Maybe later on we can do a little workout or something, and then fill me in a little bit on that. Cause that's something I really like and shit. That's what we do. We do body weight squats, and then we do burpees, and then we do like an ab workout and stuff like that. But in between those, we get like 30-second rest times. But, to keep, I like sweating a lot. That's how I know, like, I'm actually putting in work. So, maybe like the rest, taking a break on the rest and just keep it going so I can pick up more of a sweat. That's something that, you know,
your rest period should be in between, like walking to the next, like thing that you're doing. So it could be a 5 second walk. It could be a 10 second walk, but I usually kind of get a jog in between if I'm at the gym, which, I mean, I have a home gym, so there's not much to jog, but so, because I'm kind of going right back and forth. So, like, say if I'm doing, you know, like a kind of a back workout, I'm, you know, doing some push-ups and some chest pulls, and then jump, and then from chest pulls, you know, I stand up, take a few breaths, and get into pull-ups kind of thing. Like, there's not much of a break in between, because your workouts get shorter, because a lot of people think you need to be in the gym for 2 hours. If you're a bodybuilder, by all means, stay in there for however long you need it. But if you're looking to get the lean, nice cut look and more of like a bulk look, but nothing crazy, definitely 45 minutes, maybe 2 an hour.
Correct. Yep. I'm with you on that, bro.
But what were you – I mean, definitely want to give a shout-out to that app you're using again. What was it, FitBod?
Yep, FitBod, FitBod. There's a couple other ones that I would actually recommend too. So FitBod would be my number one. For a long time, I was using another one called Body Space, which that was when I was actually just trying to like learn how to put on muscle and stuff like that. So if you want to put on muscle, everyone has different preferences. I'm a short dude. I'm only like 5'9". I weigh like 180. And so bulking up, I would just look like a damn fucking ball. So like, there wouldn't be no point of that. So I went more for the leaner look. If you don't like doing 45 minutes, an hour, say you don't have the time, et cetera, if you can get up at least an hour to 30 minutes before you, than what you usually do, I would recommend another app called Bodyweight, which is just another app, but it's only just 7 minutes of quick like body activity that, and their workouts that they have planned for you too. But if you don't want to spend too much time, like 45 minutes, you only want 10 minutes, et cetera, get Bodyweight, because that's something that would get your body going in the morning. And you don't really need that much time to focus on your body in order to get your mindset to kick in and stuff like that. So 7 minutes to 10 minutes is perfect. But if you want to transform your body and all that, get the FitBod, get the Body Space, and get you going. Starting working out is a good, I think it's great for entrepreneurs, just because it helps you. It is part of mental health. It ties into that. It puts you on a schedule. It tells, you know, you tell yourself to go, you push yourself. And that's pretty much the start of the entrepreneur life. You know, you got to tell yourself to pick yourself up, get going in life, do this, do that business, learn that, learn this from different businesses, from different business aspects. And if you can, if you want to be, I say if you really want to be a successful entrepreneur and really want to make things and get stuff going for yourself, I'd say start a workout plan for yourself. Focus on your health. The mental health will come with it too. And then throughout the process, focus on mental health on itself too. So if I don't know if you are, should we bounce to the mental health side a little bit now and see some other things you can?
Yeah, for sure. And if you have any, questions on, dieting, you can definitely hit me up on any social media. Eric probably has some good.
If you want to talk about dieting for a minute, that's one thing where I lack on. So, I like eating. I love going out to eat. Like, best spot to hit in St. Paul would probably be Revival. Shout out Revival. It's on Selby. Smack and brisket, smack and ribs, mac and cheese. The chicken is really fire too. They specialize in the chicken, but their brisket's really good. But I like eating. I don't really have a good diet. Since July, I've been kind of focusing on my diet. So I've been eating more greens, staying away from the meat as much as I can. I'm limit myself on the meat because I would say I'd probably ate meat like almost every meal, if not like two out of the three meals that I had. I wasn't eating enough greens. So lately I've been picking up on the vegetables, the greens, et cetera. That's something I need to work on too. Something maybe throughout the process of this podcast, maybe I get more knowledge for you guys and then I can provide. And once I experience it myself, I can provide more knowledge for you guys. But yeah, I don't know about you, Jake, but how to fill us in about your, how do you eat well, do you think? Or do you
since I've officially, for the last five months, a lot of my eating habits has changed. I switched into this diet called intermediate fasting. I learned it from Terry Crews. If you guys don't know who Terry Crews is, you should be off my podcast because I think you're too young to be listening to this shit anyways then. But yeah, Terry Crews is almost 50 years old. The dude is...
He didn't even look 50. He looked like he's 32 or something.
Yeah, dude built like a human cyborg. Like, muscles on top of muscles. He's the Old Spice guy.
He's the dude from White Chicks, the black guy, if you guys don't know him by name.
Expendables, he's the black guy in there. I mean, he's everywhere. I mean, you can't...
He's from Everybody Hates Chris, too. He's the dad.
Right. Longest Yard. The baby back bitch, dude.
The list goes on, but yeah. So keep going with the...
So pretty much Terry Crews, he did an interview that I watched. He's intermediate fasting. He got it from... So pretty much from the barbarian stages to, the Roman empires. That pretty much all the big warriors and fighters and stuff like that. They did intermediate fasting in the mornings. They never really ate until midday, because in the mornings, like Eric was saying, is when they got their workouts in, when they got their training in, all this other stuff. So their body went into a kickstart of eating at the body fat first. And then midday, when you start eating, you always have a higher source of a meal. So, a lot of people, I'm a big omelet guy, so I do omelet and fruit, but I do about like 6 to 7 eggs now in one omelet.
Damn, G.
Yeah, man. I've been changing up the whole eating style, but 6 to 7 eggs.
It makes sense though. If you're not eating shit in the morning, you maybe just add a little bit more protein
exactly
when you eat lunch.
Because then it expands it and it lets you sit out. But what you're doing is you're eating. So if you're waking up at 7, you're not eating until about 11:30, 12. So by the time you're eating, your first meal is going to be your biggest one, but you're constantly eating from 12:30 until 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night. So you're constantly eating because then your body kickstarting metabolism, it kickstarted into like this deeper metabolism that you didn't really know your body had. It sucks the first few weeks you get into it but it's well worth it because toning up and cutting is a lot easier. For coffee drinkers out there, this is a perfect one because right when you wake up, I usually drink about 2 cups of coffee, and I hit my workout right from there. So if coffee
straight, drinkers, is it straight black too?
It doesn't really matter. Don't push too much sugar. Yeah, don't push too much sugar in it just because, you know, your body's glucose levels definitely change a lot after that. So you don't want to put too much stuff into it. But I mean,
how many sugars do you add in, like, say, if it's a tablespoon?
I put about
one or two.
A little less than a half of like a shot glass of creamer.
Oh, okay.
And kind of go from there. Shout out to that Samoan cookie creamer, because that's just fire. That's all I ever drink with it.
Nice, okay.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, really kind of piggyback into the diet thing. Eat what you want, but you know you're going to have to go hard as fuck in the gym the next day.
Yep.
That's just pretty much how it is. The diet thing, it is 80% diet when you think about it when you're trying to get cut and lean. 80% diet. So, I mean, don't be eating McDonald's every fucking day.
Stay away from the fast food. I don't eat fast food. Like, the only fast food I'd probably eat is, like, Culver's and Cane's. Other than that, I don't. Like, maybe here and there, every 3 months or so, I'll have, like, a McDonald's breakfast. But try to stay away from that fast food, man, because it's not good for your stomach. That should be fucking you up.
It does, but if you have a clean system, if you're constantly drinking water, like I know, Eric, I don't know how you are about drinking your water, but I probably kill about a gallon and a half a day just because I hate not drinking water.
No, I'd like, be killing. Well, like, for people who don't know, I'm also a very advocate of marijuana. So I'd smoke wax. So I'm always drinking water because my mouth is dehydrated. And then, I don't know, I feel like the wax helps me motivate myself and then shit. I go to the gym high and I have a great and amazing workout just because I don't know if it's just more of the feeling that I get from it or something, but yeah, I'm always drinking water constantly too. I don't always have a jug, but every time if you hop in my whip, there'd be like six water bottles in the fucking floor and shit like that. And like, damn, bro.
Eric's been like this with the water bottles since we were like freshmen in high school. Like, this dude had water bottles fucking everywhere, dude. It was, you couldn't get into his shit. It would sound like you're stepping in a landfill of plastic. But yeah, like, shit's crazy. But yeah, water, if you keep yourself clean, I definitely recommend going on cleanses at least like once a month for people who aren't crazy in the gym. Cleanses, you know, lemon, cucumber, like those simple ones. I do, I like to do hot water and honey one. There's multiple ones, man. There's a lot that will clean you out. And
I'd say this is mostly for the ladies, mostly for men. Men too. I don't want to be sexist at all or anything, but there's a pineapple tea. So if you were waking up early and you do, say, that the quick workout with the, what app was it, the Bodyweight app, the quick easy 10 minutes of the workout, you drink the pineapple tea, that the pineapple helps, it attacks the fatty in your system and all that, so it slims you down a bit. So that's another thing for people who, you know, want to slim down or something.
Or being lazy. Yeah. And you want to do the short shit. Yeah. but yeah, I guess then we can got it. So pretty much, I mean, next, the whole, you know, mental health aspect, like the whole, because mental health is, if for a lot of you entrepreneurs tuning in now, I will say this, mental health is the next big wave to invest in. A lot of people
for yourself.
Just in general, there's going to be millions of apps coming out within the next 10 to 15 years.
Focusing
on just mental health, because right now in our generation, the whole millennial generation, that is such a big thing for people, like expressing yourself, not be holding things in. Mental health is going to be a huge, huge thing to get involved into. So like Eric was saying, meditating, That was one of his big things, and he'll kind of get into that. My thing is finding something new. I don't know. I try to find something new within every week or two. That's why I got into this foreign exchange.
So for kind of sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. So no, kind of further explain on that. So as in something new, like say like what do you like? Is there something new in like a business aspect? Like so you try like so like foreign exchange.
And just a new topic, like... because you know knowledge is power.
Yep.
There's some things because people like to key in on things that don't matter. Like social media. Like one of my things is social media breaks. But personally when I'm sitting there on Netflix or I'm sitting there on Amazon Prime or Amazon Video or whatever, I'm sitting there watching documentaries on people who have changed the world in ways that people like don't. Like my big thing right, like my big person I'm learning right now or just doing a lot of research on is Nikola Tesla. If you guys don't know who that is, I mean,
he's the original OG that Franklin took the idea from.
Edison.
Or whatever. Yeah, right. I don't know these old white folks. I don't pay attention to that.
Hey, I know, right? Not a lot of people do, but he was the creator of the 20th century.
If we would have stuck with Tesla's idea, we would be so more far ahead technology-wise in general and, like, with, like, solar power, like, having just, like, good, how do you say...
Free energy.
Yep, free energy and, like, all of that stuff. Like, we would be way more ahead in what we are in life now if it wasn't, you know, for whatever happened back in the day. I don't know exactly what happened.
He got did dirty. That's pretty much what happened. Like, a lot of people didn't. Edison, they went into this war of the AC-DC kind of aspect. Tesla was the AC. Edison was the DC direct current, and that's what's kind of been based off for a while. But anyways, Edison wanted to shut Tesla down. Tesla got put under a lot of shit, and he created a thing called the death ray, which a lot of people think it sounds scary, but really it was to end all wars. Like there was not going to be no more war ever happening again. Death ray was aimed at China and Russia, so if they ever wanted to start some shit, you know, like the great philosopher 6ix9ine, Tashaki 6ix9ine, he got that blicky on him, so he was definitely not scared to use that shit towards Russia and China. But yes, I mean that's my big thing right now. I've been doing a lot of research on him just because knowing stuff like that, you never know. Like you could be the next big inventor on something that he created or something shit like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, finding something new, social media breaks, take a day off. You don't have to be away from your phone, but just take a day off, you know, just.
Can we, let's rewind a little bit to when you said social media breaks. That's an amazing thing you touched on right now because you need those breaks. I'd say from my experience and all that, don't pick your phone up in the morning and hop on social media. Set that bitch down. Don't touch it for an hour and then come back an hour and then touch it and go on it for a bit. But don't wake up and hop on a social media right away and check your feed. Like that's brainwashing. You brainwash yourself and you mentally already put yourself down and stuff. And you put in that light already in your face and all that. So that affects you mentally and physically too, because it hits your eyes and all that. So that's, you know, it's affecting you all in general. So that's something, that's a good thing. Don't, you know, stay away from the social, be on social media, because another thing too that I'm learning is how to personal brand myself on social media. So be on social media, but use it to your advantage. Don't use it
as a tool
to your disadvantage. Yeah.
Use it as a big tool. Like what I've been learning with my social media, because now getting to this foreign exchange, a big thing is I'm trying to build a team with it. The more people you got around with you that know this this trade, foreign exchange, stock market is a trade that people sooner or later are going to learn themselves. or they're going to be forced to learn because this is going to be the new age type of payment in a way.
It's an informative age, man. We got to learn a bunch of shit to make that money. Right. The money's everywhere. We just got to learn it.
There's so much free money out there. I'm just putting that out there. But
yeah.
Yeah. Learning something new. I don't know. Like, it can be anything. Like, pick up a new hobby that keeps you away from your phone, which, you know, trickles down to social media breaks. Because if you have a new hobby, which the new hobby could be working out. Look at that big triangle formation. But yeah, so it's just social media break. Like I said earlier, meditating. I haven't really gotten to meditating. I know Eric has been doing his research on this, so I'm going to let him kind of go in on that a little bit.
So yeah, I maybe started meditating almost about a year ago. A little history about my life. About last year in April, it's been over a year now, but, I got in a car crash. A cop hit me, so it was kind of it was a setback in my life, but it's something I needed mentally so I can prepare myself. So I was feeling stressed. I was getting anxiety every time I got in my car. Like I would tweak, like I could, like my whole body was stiff and all that, and just in general. So like I wasn't in a good mood. I wasn't mentally there all the time and stuff. So I was like, what can I do? I started researching and I saw meditation. So I did my research and I picked up a couple apps. One of them is called Calm. Another one is called Headspace. I use two different ones because they have different times for each of them and different tasks and goals. So the Headspace one's more of like a quicker one, quicker meditation. The Calm one is you expand throughout, so you can so you start off 7 minutes and you go 10, then 15, then 20, etc. But it's amazing stuff, man. If you guys can really set aside maybe like towards the end of the day at least 10 minutes, it all it takes is 10 minutes, and you don't even need 10 minutes even. You could shorten it to at least seven to 10 minutes. And then really what meditation really is about is breathing. It's all about breathing. So you don't even have to, like, you can be in an office stress. You like, say if you have an office job and your manager's on your ass all day telling you to get this shit done, get these papers done, you're feeling overwhelmed, sit in your desk, practice these breathing habits, close your eyes, just set a timer, 5 minutes. All you need is just 5 minutes at least of just breathing habit, like just you deep breathing, and then you'll feel that less stress in just a matter of minutes. So yeah, if you're feeling stressed, definitely look into meditation. Not just stress itself, it's a good way to kind of have an open mind and throughout your whole day. Like I remember this one time I meditated, I went on about my day, and like possibly all the work, like I kept hitting like traffic and like these just dickhead drivers, and like not the one to like, usually I'd be the one like honking and like I flip them off, but like this time I was like, I was calm, I was more aware, and I was just letting it happen, you know. There I wasn't really stressing about it, so just having that feeling is just great, because then it's like, damn, why would I stress myself over some dickhead driving and shit? So just, you know, try using meditation. I don't know if you meditate at all, Jake. Do you ever done it or experienced it yourself?
I got this app on my Apple Watch that came with the watch.
Oh, nice.
That literally, like, it, like, vibrates my wrist and goes, time to breathe.
Oh, because it's reading, like, your health, your heart rate or something? Or
I don't know. I don't know what it's doing, but it's pretty cool because, like, it'd be just at random times and just be, like, it'd be like bing, make, like, a weird noise. That's not the noise it makes, but it's kind of like that.
How long do you breathe for then?
I think it's, like, 2 minutes, but it's, like, it's like, fine, yeah, too. Like, but it literally like it had like this weird like virtual flower thing on there, and it expands out
every time you breathe.
Yep. So it's like exhale, yeah, inhale, exhale, and I'll be just chilling at the, you know, I'm at the desk or whatever, and just do that, and then after I'll be like, oh yeah, you know, it's pretty cool. I like that, you know, because I don't remind myself to like actually sit back and like breathe, you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. Like, I don't give myself that opportunity a lot. So,
and that's, like, and it's so crazy that literally, like, those little things really help you mentally and physically too, I'd say.
Yeah, I definitely, it's worth it, because, like, last night I was up until, like, 5:30, you know, doing this foreign exchange stuff, because your boy's trying to get paid and not work a 9-to-5 no more.
I feel you, man, 100%.
So it was definitely worth it, because I was getting very anxious watching these, you know, these graphs and all this other stuff, and people are like, I have, like, people hit me up like, dude, you're crazy. This don't make no sense. It don't even look right. But your boy walked away with like $124 and only investing like 20 cents. So, like,
look at that, bro. Fuck it. Right. That's nice.
Right. So, you know, your boy's trying to make up on it. So, definitely, definitely worth the meditating.
Yeah.
Because it does get stressful, especially being an entrepreneur. It definitely does. Because
You gotta be up all night sometimes doing your research, doing your work. So, yeah, it takes a toll on you, especially when, like, me and you, we still have our normal work job at the moment. So it's not where we're at a point where we're not, where we just are focused on our personal business. It's like we still have two jobs right now and all, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, and another thing, too, for the people who can't really even stay still or anything, or they prefer to like be outside or something, take a walk outside. Another thing for a good stress reliever, I'd say is reading books too. While you read books, you gain more knowledge, and it helps overall with your mental health and just your business.
If you want to be a successful entrepreneur, you need to be reading at least a few pages out of a book a day anyways.
Yeah.
Because it's not, it don't matter what type of book. Oh, it does kind of. I mean, me personally, it matters what type of book, because I hate reading. So I'm not going to sit there.
Well, obviously. So, like, I'm an entrepreneur in my marketing agency. I'm not going to pick up an old book like Harry Potter and be like, oh, I'm learning. You know, I'd rather pick up a book about my business, about selling, about something around that. You know what I mean?
So then crushing it, Gary.
The one I'm reading right now by Gary Vee is called Jab, 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 Right Hook. And it's about just social media branding, marketing yourself and all that, and how to use it. So, yeah, maybe since you said you're looking into that, maybe I can pass down the book later on, and hopefully it gives you some help too.
Whenever you are done with that, let me let a young bull catch that from you.
I got you. Another thing on mental health, I'll finish up what I got to say, is just create a support network for yourself, whether it be friends, colleagues, family too. I'd say family first. I don't know why. And for me, I'd say I'm kind of a spiritual person. So I'd say your connection with God, speaking with God, it helps a lot. It's not for everyone, but for me, it seemed to get me out of a lot of situations in my life, and has helped me mentally in my life too. Speak about positivity. Don't, you know, hold, try to hold, I know, like, I say it how it is sometimes. So sometimes I'd be like, you know, someone could say something, I'd be like, I'd, you know, say something negative. But lately I've been holding myself back. So I've been trying to speak more positive, try to move more people with my words and steer away from the negativity and from my old habits that are, you know, setting me back.
Sometimes you gotta be the blunt homie in the friend group.
Yeah, well, there's to an extent, you know, you don't want to be too negative, you know. So just try to be always positive and stuff, and speaking things into existence is another big thing too. Is just talking about it. So just talk about positivity, good mental health, talk about your stress. It's if you keep it all bottled inside, that's, you know, it's not good for you at all. And I've seen a lot of people go through a bunch of other shit because of that, and because they don't want to talk, they don't, you know, they never find no help, they stay the same and all that.
And the thing is like, you got to carry yourself as what you want to be. Jordan Belford, if you guys haven't got a chance to look into him, he's the original Wolf on Wall Street. He says it all the time. So hold yourself, hold yourself as you a multimillionaire if you want to be a multimillionaire. Hold yourself as you a big baller. Don't be a dick about it because it can come around and bite you in the ass. But
yep.
But hold yourself to accountable of this is what you want to be. So if this is what you want to be, you got to live and act. Not going to buy a brand new sports car because, you know, can't afford it. But, you know, just do it in limitations. So, I mean, like, you know, if, you know, you're going out, if you're going out somewhere, you know, maybe dress up into a nice suit. If you're going to meet with some friends, like, carry yourself as, like, you're a multimillionaire. Because if you want your friends to be around you, sometimes some of your friends are bums and sometimes they need that pick-me-up. And sometimes you got to cut off a lot of people. And you'll soon find out.
I've had to steer away from some of my homies just because we're not in the same, you know, like, we don't, like, we're in different paths and stuff. Like,
right.
I respect, like, you know, a lot of people that, like, I go out and drink too, but there's limits I set myself because, you know, I don't want to spend that money. I'd rather put that money aside and put it into an investment that could later on help me out in my future and stuff like that. You know what I mean? There's people going out to the bar spending like 100, 200, even way more, too, way more.
That'd be than crazy.
But like I'm saying, like that's easy money that could have been in your savings that you could just set for in like an investment fund or stuff like that. So I guess it's just I've had to set myself aside from some people. I still link up with the homies and stuff, but you know, there's I'm at a point in life where, you know, we're trying to better ourselves, trying to get to this money and just be, you know, the whole just trying to be a millionaire type thing.
Yeah, the whole separating yourself. I can't remember who said it, but I was watching an interview on someone, and they said, empty your wallet into your brain, and your brain will fill your wallet. And I was
that's nice. Say that again.
They said, empty your wallet into your brain, and your brain will figure out how to fill your wallet. So
take notes, guy. Write that shit down, because that's an amazing quote.
Because literally, I mean, it makes sense. Invest into what you want to learn. Invest what you want to teach yourself, and you will you'll see that it's a lot easier to make money off of shit that you want to learn instead of paying $45,000 to go to college to learn about the human anatomy when you want to be a businessman. Don't make no sense, but you know what I mean. So you gotta pick and choose your battles on what you want to put your money in. Yeah, it's gonna suck in the beginning because you feel like you just wasted all this money. And you don't see no income or no profit from it. But any you know millionaire will tell you that
everything's a process.
Process.
You're gonna fail, and you losing money is a fail. So you gotta learn from that and be able to be aware and bounce back from that, and you know make sure where did I make this mistake. Like, oh, it was here. Why did I do that? So the next time, you know what to do. And then maybe that next time, that little tweak that you did actually makes you gain an extra $100 or $50 in whatever investment you did, et cetera.
Right. Antonio Brown, wide receivers for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he said something that was actually pretty cool to me. He said, fall in love with the process and it's to fall in love with the process, not fall in love with the outcome. Because if you fall in love with the grinding, the process, your outcome will be what you expected. Like Eric said, speaking to existence. So fall in love with what you're doing and the time and the, you know, the practice, the studying and all that stuff. Fall in love with that stuff. So then it turns out into, you know, your outcome turns out a lot better than you expected.
Yeah. I feel that. But yeah, man. So I guess for episode 3, we'll wrap it up. We touched a little bit on it throughout this whole podcast process. Mental health and fitness is going to be top for the moment. So we'll maybe come back, fill you in, talk about it. We'd probably definitely keep talking about mental health because, you know, we feel like there's people who are always going to need that type of content and stuff and always trying to hear something positive or how to, you know, something knowledgeable to help themselves mentally and stuff. So it's always, it's, always continuing. So as I would say,
hit us up on any, and if you do need help with this stuff, because we're still learning, this is what this podcast is for, because we are still learning too as well. So we wanted to show you guys our process. Yeah, our process, and explain that, like, we are in the same shoes as you guys, and we are, even though we are slowly but surely figuring out what our niche is and to know get to the $1 million mark, we definitely want to help you guys out with whatever, or if you guys just need to talk, or if you guys want to, you guys within the St. Paul, Minnesota area, definitely hit us up.
Twin Cities. Hit us up, guys.
Follow us on social media. Instagram is dj.tattoos_. Twitter is tattoos_Larson. Facebook is just Jake Larson, or my official page is DJ Tattoos. Follow me on any of those social media platforms to get connected with me, and I'll definitely be putting out a lot more content, workouts, all sorts of things. But definitely, Eric, I don't know if you want to put that stuff out there.
Yeah, so my Twitter is Eric with a K, Vaz, V-A-S, 5 on Twitter. And then my Instagram is Eric Vasquez, 5. Right now, my pages are private. Send a request and a DM. I'll make sure to add you back and stuff. I'm personally rebranding and everything, so I'm just trying to figure out my whole social media things. But send a follow. I'll follow back, and hopefully stay in touch or whatever you need to talk about. That about wraps it up.
One more thing before we end. Shout out to Anchor for making this great ass app. This is a dope app.
Shout out Anchor.
And shout out. Well, not even shout out, I guess. I guess you can kind of say me and Eric are, if people who are tuning in, me and Eric are going to be setting up conference calls on pretty much how to brand yourself, build a business plan and stuff like that. So if you are interested, like I said, hit us up on our social media platforms and get in tune, because we will definitely set that up maybe right after our podcast one of these days or something like that. So definitely keep in tune with that.
So yeah, if you're lost and you need business ideas, you know, we'll try to give you some information, kind of put yourself on yourself. You know, we won't give you the whole plan or blueprint, but we'll help. And that's what we're here for, you know, to help others. That's another thing that I've noticed about Minnesota entrepreneurs is there's not many. And for right now, I kind of want to, you know, we want to start something new, something big, and get stuff rolling and going, you know. Exactly. Just make Minnesota popping.
Exactly. But yeah, that's it for this podcast. Definitely reach out to us.
Yep. Have a good day, guys.
Yep.